Via the telephone, we have Greg from Bait Plus and Gwen. How are things going, Greg?
Good. How are you?
Oh, excellent on this end. Just trying to catch up with everybody I can from around the UP to kind of get a recap on firearm deer season, of course, and see what's going on for late muzzle loading and bow season and grouse season. And then the fishing. There's the fishing. I mean, I'm assuming you probably have some fishing reports for me, considering guys are just pulling their boats out of storage left and right now.
Well, I've got reports for you, but it's not off the boat. I've actually seen people on the ice.
No way.
Yeah, I got a picture from a friend of mine that lives out in Big Shag Lake there. And on the south side of the lake, they actually had some ice on there, maybe an inch thick. But there was actually people out on the ice drilling holes with tip-ups.
Wow.
Right off the boat launch. That was last Friday, I believe.
Huh. I wonder if they're still out there.
With this rain, I would doubt it, but you never know.
Wow. Wow, I didn't realize that there was some brave souls. You know, I didn't even realize it was that close to any fishable ice, I guess, at this point.
Yeah, I didn't either. That surprised me when, you know, he lives on the north side of the lake there, and he looked across and right off the boat launch, there's guys out there.
Well, I got to tell you, I didn't necessarily think it was from any ice fishermen at this point, but I have been getting really good perch and walleye reports from all across the UP.
Yeah, well, I've been hearing whitefish at the breakwall up in Marquette.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Those guys are pretty tight-lipped, so they told you, and I didn't get, they don't send me reports, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Those single egg fishermen and waxy fishermen, they're tight-lipped, you know?
Yeah.
So tell me about what you're selling there as far as live bait. I mean, what's moving and what you're hearing people that are buying it, or is it mostly coming from your vending machine?
Well, mostly they've been trying the worms and the crawlers on the vending machine right now. I don't have the minnows in stock yet. Kind of waiting for thicker ice for that. But,
okay.
It's been worms and crawlers they've been trying.
Now, are they using any type of color at all, or any rigs at all that we should know about?
That I haven't really heard anything about, no, right now.
Is that the only lake you've heard about is Big Shag?
Well, as far as going out on the ice, yeah, that's the only one I've heard about so far.
What about Softwater? I mean, not all those lakes down in southern Marquette County are frozen, right?
No. I was very surprised about the Shag Lake. I hear about the Shag Lake.
Yeah, I am too.
But, there isn't a whole lot going out in the waters right now around here that have been coming in. You know, a few guys are trying here and there, but there's no actual reports of what their catches are yet.
Okay. I had one report from Johnson Lake on perch, and I guess I don't know if it was from a boat or ice. That's crazy to me.
I haven't been by Johnson to see what kind of ice they have on there.
And we'll continue with Greg from Bait Plus and Gwen, our next outdoor report later this hour, and continue talking about some of the crazies that are actually out there on the ice already. In this weather, that's insane to me. So we'll talk about safety equipment. Plus, we'll get into more muzzle-loading wrap-ups and deer on migration trails. Are there any yet? Stay tuned for part two in our next outdoor report right here on The Outdoor Show.